Here with me in this interview, I have Jamie Boltemeyer. And Jamie, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do for Deere.
I'm a product specialist with John Deere. I'm an agronomist by training, so I focus on crop production as it relates to seeding, tillage, sprayers, and GPS equipment.
Well, what are you doing out here at this Farm Science Review?
Out here, I'm actually tying two of those products together for a full-time solution for our customers. Actually, three, if you look at it. We're taking our 2510S strip till rig, and we're actually creating strips out here, and we're guiding that with our John Deere RTK sub-inch accuracy steering in order to allow us repeatable planting come next spring. And if we really want to get into it, we can tie a 1910 commodity card from our seeding group on the back to apply dry fertilizer in those strips as we go.
Well, let's talk about this particular spot right now. What are the conditions like, and what have you experienced so far in your demonstrations?
So far, surprisingly enough, we've found a little moisture down here, which, given we haven't had a lot of rain in 2 months, is surprising. But we are pulling up some moisture. The soil is actually fairly mellow, and we're pulling some pretty nice strips for next spring's planting.
So for the farmers you've been able to talk to so far, what kind of questions are you getting?
The biggest question right now is strip-till is not a new concept, but it is a labor-intensive concept or a management-intensive concept. And every field and every operation is a little different. So there's been a lot of questions of how should I set it, what fertilizer should I use, and what kind of attachments should I put onto it.
And how about in terms of the precision application aspect of that? Are you talking to people who maybe just have some questions about it or are already using it?
We're actually talking a little bit of both. There's a lot of folks that have the technology and that are asking questions. There's folks that are asking, when are we going to get some maybe public RTK access in our area, which that is strongly growing in Northwest Ohio and spreading. But also a lot of new people just wondering, what is it all about and does it really work?
Well, good luck out here. I know we've got just absolutely gorgeous conditions, probably the best at a farm show I've personally been at so far this year, and thank goodness we can get out and get into the field.
Yes, it's beautiful out here. As long as the breeze keeps going, it's going to be a wonderful day.
All right, thank you very much. Chuck Zimmerman here at the Farm Science Review.